With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Philippine president is meeting with President Trump at the White House today. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. will try to hammer out a trade deal with President Trump before the August 1st tariff deadline. The meeting also comes as tensions between the Philippines and China are high, primarily due to competing claims in the South China Sea. Alaska Airlines resumes its flight schedule after an IT outage Sunday night.
It affected its entire system and led to a temporary ground stop for 3 hours from 8 to 11 p.m. Pacific time. That kept aircraft for all Alaska flights and its subsidiary Horizon Airlines from taking off. Alaska posted it will take some time to get operations back to normal as they reposition aircraft and crews.
5 million above-ground swimming pools in the U.S. and Canada are being recalled.
9 drowning deaths have been reported in Best Way, Intex Recreation, and Poly Group pools. The Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada say these pools have compression straps running along the outside, which may create a foothold for small children and allow them to get in the water unattended. All deaths reported have been in the U.S. between 2007 and 2022, involving children between 22 months and 3 years old. People who have these pools are asked to call the company for a free repair kit. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Minnesota state senator announces her resignation days after her burglary conviction. Democratic Senator Nicole Mitchell was found guilty Friday of burglarizing her stepmother's home in 2024. Her attorney said Monday that Mitchell will step down no later than August 4th. Democrats will hold a one-seat advantage when her resignation takes effect. It was also announced on Monday that Republican State Senator Bruce Anderson of Minnesota had died unexpectedly at the age of 75. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham visited the Pentagon this month.
The popular evangelist spoke at the monthly prayer service held there by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "It was encouraging to visit with the secretary and witness his bold faith amongst and in front of the entire Pentagon team. I shared with the audience that my prayer for the U.S. military and its leaders is that Jesus Christ would be their rock." Graham is urging all Americans to pray for the military. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French Prime Minister François Bayrou wants to eliminate 2 public holidays from the country's annual calendar, he says, to save money. One of the dates he's targeted is important to French Christians, Easter Monday. Bayrou questions the religious importance of it, suggesting that Christians already have enough holidays. He's also proposing to kill a holiday marking the Allied victory over the Nazis in World War II. This is SRN News. A software giant scrambles to plug a security hole.
Microsoft is issuing an emergency fix to address a vulnerability in its SharePoint software that hackers have exploited to carry out widespread attacks on businesses and at least some federal agencies. In a blog post, the company says it discovered at least dozens of systems that had been compromised worldwide. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump wants to know why Brian Koberger killed 4 University of Idaho students in 2022. Koberger pleaded guilty to the stabbings and will avoid the death penalty, but was not forced to explain why he did it. President Trump posted on Truth Social that while life imprisonment is tough, it's better than the death penalty, and he hopes the judge makes Koberger explain why he did it. Koberger is expected to receive 4 life terms when he is sentenced on Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.